Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
I've got to say, it's been so long since I've talked to Jeff Quattromani, I had to find his intro. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, it's good to speak to you again.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm getting there, mate. Thank you very much. Let's get stuck into it. Apple held their last event for the year, and this time they focused on laptops and desktops. I suppose I should have played a little bit of boring music there, hey? Should I not? Hang on. We've got some. Let me just play some of this. Sorry, mate, I'm being a bit, cynical, but really I'm sick and tired of this incredibly successful company having these super-duper meetings and nothing comes out of them.
Yeah, look, and I mean, in this case, it was just computers and they really didn't have anything innovative to talk about except just higher performance screens and obviously a higher price tag to go along with it. So I'm more than happy to skip straight to the next topic because that's really all I've got to say about it.
It's as simple as that.
That's it.
Sad but true, isn't it? It really is. Sad but true. Anyway, there have been many articles written about what you can do with a phone that hasn't already been done. I suppose it's got some truth in it, hasn't it, that question? What can you do with a phone that hasn't already been done? You can probably, you know, make the camera better, which is what Apple try to do. You can make the screen bigger or better, which is what, you know, companies try to do. You can, you know, toe the line and have the same charging connection, considering the fact that probably a large percentage of people these days charge their phones without a lead at all. They stick it on, you know, a charger without a lead. But that's about, you know, it's so. When I read those stories, I think to myself, yeah, what can you do with a phone that hasn't already been done?
Look, I think that's a completely fair statement. I think if that's the case and we are sort of at this plateaued state, then why can't we see the price of their premium phones come down? Or why do we need to see a new device every year, which is probably not a good thing from a sustainability point of view? I think we just need to either get real about where we sit with phones and accept that we've plateaued, or we actually, when we announce something, we make it worthwhile. And I think that's probably the Apple problem at the moment, is they make things sound like it's all new and amazing, but when you look under the sheets, it's not much better.
Streaming services are receiving price hikes. Apple TV and YouTube Premium almost 40% higher? Really?
Yeah, look, it was interesting to see that happen last week, that anyone who has Apple TV Plus, or if you are a YouTube Premium subscriber, both of which have taken around a 40% price increase, which, look, I mean, it sounds like a big percentage, but it's about $5 per month extra. Still nothing to sneeze at. And I always sort of recommend to people that if you are finished watching a show on any streaming service and you don't know what to watch next, then cancel that streaming service for the rest of that month, because take your $12, your $24, whatever it is, and move it to the next platform where you may find something that you want to watch. I think, unfortunately, we commit to them for too long and it costs us money in the long run.
Can I tell you an example that happened to me? And this is with, what's the British one called? There's a British one.
BritBox?
BritBox. Thank you very much, with BritBox. I went on and did a trial, as in a test period with BritBox, gave them the credit card number, and I wanted to watch one particular series. It had just been released. I'd seen all the others. I wanted to see the latest. So what did I do? I gave them the credit card number. I binge-watched the series in about 2 or 3 days, and then I cancelled. Well, what have they done? Because I gave them my credit card number, what have they done? I cancelled the submission. I said I didn't want it. I've now find out that I've been charged for the last 3 months, each month, for the service, because, you know, it comes time to do the BAS. So what do you do? You get all the credit cards and you check it at the end of the quarter. And all of a sudden, each month, there's this charge for $9 for BritBox.
Even after you've cancelled it.
Even after I have cancelled it, yeah. So you've got to be careful with these so-and-sos.
Wow.
Yeah.
And who do you speak to? I mean, who do you call? And
that's the trouble. Who do you call? You know, they don't want you to call. They want you to email, and then they don't answer your emails. Anyway, you've got to be careful. You've been testing a couple of speakers, which could be perfect for outdoors at summertime.
Yeah, look, I picked these up at Bunnings and wasn't really looking for them until I just stumbled across it. But these are portable speakers that you can effectively leave outside. They have a garden stake at the bottom of it, so you can stick it in the ground But on top of the speakers is also a solar panel, so it will always be recharging from the sun. It's Bluetooth as well as having FM capabilities as well. So this little two-pack for less than $100, I was pretty impressed by them. I mean, obviously, $100 speakers, so it's not constant level sound, but, you know, portable and always charged speakers outside. I mean, my barbecue's ready to go.
Tradies and market stall holders, Square. If Square is now able to take payments direct to an iPhone, this is really good for particularly tradies.
Yeah, tradies, or even if you're running a market on the weekend, something like that, you'll only need your iPhone to collect payments using the Square platform now. So you won't need a little white piece of plastic to take with you. You don't need an FPOS machine or anything like that. So as long as you've got an iPhone and a Square account, you can be getting people to tap their credit card or even their phone onto the back of yours, and that means you're making transactions immediately. So a really handy way of having your FPOS machine in your pocket.
Just quickly, because we're running out of time, Elon Musk has taken, he's had a lot to say about AI, but he's now taken the wraps off his own platform, and it's said to be more human-like during conversations.
Look, he certainly hopes it is, and it's, I guess it explains why he wanted all the other AI companies to hold back on their development, because he was developing his own to try and catch up. It's called Grok. It's available now, and it's powered by everything that we've ever tweeted. So all that garbage is what's feeding his AI platform, and I'm looking forward to giving it a test hopefully next week.
AI, we had a conversation about AI the other day. Just quickly, have you seen the YouTube video of the Sky reporter interviewing Jeffrey Archer, the author, and Jeffrey Archer asks AI to write a 100-word short story?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
I've seen many examples like, I think I've seen the same one as well.
It is scary stuff, but exciting stuff. It's good to catch up. We'll talk to you next week.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Quattromani.